This is the doubleheader. I'm Hari Srinivasan with Mark Shields and David Brooks, where we talk about the politics of sport and the sport of politics. First up, the serious stuff that you're not going to talk about on the broadcast tonight, super committees. This is, of course, the super committee, the dozen members of Congress who are supposed to lead us out of our current deficit travails. They got a little bit of an earful from Simpson and Bowles and Domenici and
Rivlin.
Rivlin, thank you very much.
And Abbott and Costello.
And Abbott and Costello. You think it'll make
and
a difference?
And Shields and Bush.
Shields and Bush. And there you go. You think it'll make a difference?
Do I think it'll make a difference? It won't make a difference unless they come off their respective inviolate positions. And the real concern right now is the Republicans. The Republicans, the Gang of Six, which are three senators, Tom Coburn and Saxby Chambliss, Republican from Oklahoma and Georgia, respectively, and Mike Enzi of Wyoming, agreed to $1 trillion in revenue increases and tax increases. But you have to understand this. There are 41 United States senators on the Republican side who have taken a pledge never to increase revenues.
That's the Grover Norquist pledge,
That's the Grover Norquist, and 238 in the House. 238. So they've got to come off of that, and are they willing to do it? And quite honestly, I mean, the Democrats put forward a proposal last week. I mean, it wasn't the end of the world, but with serious cuts in entitlements in Medicare and Medicaid and even in Social Security, they got roasted for it by the AFL-CIO and AARP for it. But to this moment, as we sit here right now, the Republicans have not moved on revenues.
Yeah, I guess I more or less agree. Groverism is winning. You know, I wasn't that thrilled with the Democratic position, but it was a politically, it was a step. It would have been in a normal negotiation, it would have been the first step, and then there would have been a Republican counteroffer. Actually, the most disturbing sign was there was a letter from, I think, 33 senators.
Yes, including Chambliss, including Chambliss and Coburn and Menzies.
Right, including some of the people who were for the Gang of Six deal, pulling back. And so John Boehner said that he's open to some revenue, but not increasing rates, but there's really not much prospect. And I have to concede the Democrats have given a lot more than Republicans.
And Alan Simpson actually took almost Grover Norquist to task, saying this is, he had a very nice phrase for it and ultimately called it a lie, that any decrease in the loopholes is equal to an increase in taxes, right?
That's right. And he always adds the inconvenient information that Ronald Reagan, who is the patron saint for whom all Republicans genuflect, raised taxes 11 times while he was president. And the kind of, well, that must say he was wrong. Something. History's wrong. But that's really where it is.
As the phones ring in the background, that's our viewer calling. Let's just.
Is she calling again?
She's calling again.
She should be watching.
She says it's time for the politics of sport. This is the LSU versus Alabama game. Two SEC undefeated teams matching up. And
SEC. Securities and Exchange Commission?
Securities and Exchange Commission.
Conference. This is Washington.
And David Vitter gets to on the floor and in the well and saying, hey, you know, let's talk about my honey badger. He's got a very good lineman. He's fearless, and we're going to take it away from you, Alabama. What do you think? Alabama's playing at home. LSU's got the honey badger.
Yeah, I'm going with the Crimson Tide.
Home
not
team
that I really know what I'm talking about, but I do think Stanford is going to win it all at the end. I got a nice luck kid. I was just in Indiana this week, by the way, and their team, the Indianapolis Colts, are 0-1,000,000, and they're wearing T-shirts, suck for luck.
Oh.
Because if they lose all, they get this kid luck.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's right.
So Stanford won a fabulous game against USC last week.
They did. They sure did.
And the SEC teams are phenomenally good, but they're going to chew each other up.
Okay.
Allowing the West Coast to sneak.
So you were saying Alabama, you?
As a general rule, you should never lose to a school that has higher SAT scores than you. Than yours. That's why the Stanford thing is embarrassing for a lot. They're beating a lot of schools that are real good football schools.
Yeah.
Alabama is playing at Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bayou Tigers are a great road team. And I think it could come down to coaching. Nick Saban at Alabama is a great coach. Les Miles at LSU has a lot to prove. I can't. They're two red states, so politically you can't get excited about it. I'll have to pick LSU.
You know, Notre Dame is going to be in a red state after the next election.
It's in a blue state right now. It's in a blue state.
They'll keep disagreeing on the doubleheader. This is Mark Shields, David Brooks. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Thanks so much for joining us.